Hi, it's Robin Hilton from All Songs Considered. Did you know that our show isn't the only music podcast from NPR? For a weekly dive into the world of Latin alternative music and culture, check out NPR's Alt Latino. You'll hear psychedelic tropical music from the jungles of Peru, Mexican folk rhythms, and electronica, just to name a few of the sounds. Hear from the Latino artists changing and challenging the established order every week on Alt Latino from NPR Music. Find it now at itunes.com/NPR.
So I walked into a club because I do that.
Yeah, every single day.
But always hoping, like, this is going to be it. This is going to be the show that blows my mind and have some real fun. So I was at the 9:30 club, so a Flock of Dimes, which is...
I thought you were going to say Flock of Seagulls.
Right.
I thought, no way.
I don't know. Yeah,
could you go see Flock of Seagulls?
This is Jen Wassner's new band from Wyoke.
Yeah.
So, and that was great. And just as she was done, I ran down the street to DC9, opening.
Your pacemaker fluttering.
Opening for Mitski was a band I'd never heard of called Power Bottom, spelled capital P, capital W,
yeah,
capital
no
R.
Vowels.
No
all
vowels.
The vowels are stuck.
Right,
out.
Right. And BTTM. And there was glitter all over the stage. Now, glitter is a sign that something special is. Glitter's forever, right?
You know, fine. I'll give
okay,
you.
Yeah.
Because it's impossible to get rid of once it's on your clothes.
Right.
And,
there were two guys in Power Bottom, and the main guy, Ben, his beard was covered in glitter. He was wearing a dress. So was the drummer. Mm-hmm. They switched off. One was a guitarist, drummer, then and singing, and then the two of them, Liv was the other fellow's name, and then they would flip back and forth. And they were crazy, outrageous fun. They're a gay punk band, and boy, I just got to play this for you. You ready?
Yeah, you got to have a look. Distinct look.
Oh.
You know, like White Stripes, white and red, they knew early on that was going to be their image. I guess dresses and glitter, that's their...
This is their life. This is what they got.
What
here it
play?
Is. It's called I Want a Boy.
I want a boy to keep the bed warm while I shower. I want a boy to keep the bed warm while we're watching TV. I want a boy to keep the bed warm when the whole house is freezing. I want a boy who isn't anything like me. I want a boy who doesn't like to go out shopping. I want a boy who thinks it's sexy when my lipstick bleeds. I want a boy who can go all night without stopping. I want a boy who knows exactly what he needs.
One, two, three.
You're the boy for me, and I'm the boy for you. Drop me a line at OB8419@bard.edu. Tell me a little bit about yourself and send a picture or two. And hurry up now, because it's only getting colder.
That was a lot of fun. The 1-2-3 group, that you throw that into a song, I'm there every time.
They were so much fun.
I love the line. You hurry up, man. It's just getting colder out. I really need someone to take me up on this offer to warm up the bed.
And the banter was as good as the music, and the music was so much fun. That's a Power Bottom. They have a record out. It's called Ugly Cherries, and that song was called I Want a Boy.
Last week on the show, I wanted to play the new Missy Elliott cut, and we ended up doing a theme show instead, and so that means I get to play it this week. Missy Elliott, by far my favorite rapper and hip-hop artist. She is back after a long hiatus. In 2003, she put out one of my favorite records of the last 15 years called This Is Not a Test. And I remember when that record came out in 2003, I was just getting into MIDI, making music with MIDI and programming beats. And I used that record to try to learn how to do the beats that they were doing on it, trying to imitate the beats on that record because they were so incredible. Missy Elliott had one more album in 2005, and then she really just disappeared for a long time. She later revealed that she suffered from something called Graves' disease, which is this hyperthyroid condition that she said made it hard sometimes to even pick up a pen and write. But she has since recovered, and she made a surprise appearance at the Super Bowl halftime show back in February. No one was expecting that. And now she has a new song out. It is just so good. It's classic Missy Elliott, and it is called WTF, Where They From.
Make you think you're drinking. Yeah. Head to the floor, don't collect that dough. You better huddle up, cause the beat's so cold. Pop that cock, give it low. This another hit, I got an ace in the hole. Boys on my back, player, did you pick that? You got a small stack, player, you can keep that. I'm a Big Mac, make you wanna eat that. Like, yak it to the yak. Yeah. Jump in the trunk, make it pumps in the bump. Girls wanna have fun, make you sticking out your tongue.
The dance that you're doing is dumb. How to do where you from?
Hey.
Sticking out your tongue, girl, but you know you're too young. A bunch of girls doing and this shit look fun. That's how they do where we from. You know it don't start till one. That's how they do where they from.
I come into this bitch like liquid. Rip, rip, then the business. Click, click, get your picture. Hermes, Trisma gets this. Witness, and get lifted. Basic, nigga, I was born in the basement. Shape shift, nigga, I think like a spaceship. False, oh no, no, no. I am so different than y'all, so far apart. The way that I balance the bars, I never fall. And if I do, I just Mighty yellow star, God. Lyrically, I'm Optimus Prime. Don't call, I drive. Look for a ride. When I go by, smoke in your eyes. So open your eyes. The joke's on you guys. And you ain't gotta be a mason to see through some of this shit on occasion.
Shut it, what? The dance that you're doing is dumb. How to do where you from?
Hey,
sticking out your tongue, girl. But you know you're too young. A bunch of girls do it and the shit look fun. That's how they do where we from.
And stack up so fat in the back, made the boys all collapse.
Yeah,
yeah, when I rap, they be all on my jack. Boys wanna tap on this prussy cat. Got a new idea, let me switch it. Man, I'm so futuristic. Big lips and big, big, big hips. Body be thick like a bitch with them different rip, ripping shit. Microphone gripping it, getting these Benjamins. New car whipping it. I'm so far ahead of y'all. Man, I'm on top of the stars. I don't care none of y'all. Blah, 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 blah. You best to go rewrite your balls.
Shut up, right?
How to do where you from?
Hey, trifling.
How to do where you from? That's how they do where we from.
Hey.
That's how they do where they from.
Shut it, what?
How to do where you from?
Hey.
How to do where you from? That's how they do where we from. That's how they do where they from.
I just think her flow is just insane. That was producer Pharrell. You heard with her just about a minute back in the song. So much going on in this track, WTF, from Missy Elliott. Just a lot of rapid-fire pop culture references. At one point, she even makes a reference to a song called Pass That Dutch, which was on the record I mentioned. One of the things that blows my mind about a lot of hip-hop and rap tracks is that you can dissect every single line and find a different reference or idea in each individual line. Like, if you go to genius.com and look up any given song, it's like every single individual line is highlighted, and there's a different reference, a different explanation for every line in the song. Anyway, WTF from Missy Elliott. Very happy to have her back.
And I have a song from Nick Sanborn, and he's got a new EP. Nick Sanborn is half of Sylvain Esso. He's the one who does more the music side rather than the singing. In fact, he loves singing. He tries to use his voice as an instrument on this record, but he can't really sing.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Nick. No, he didn't.
So this is a truly dreadful song I'm about to play for you, but maybe you'll like it.
Yeah. Anyway, he says he's not very good at singing or writing words, but he loves using his voice, and he uses it as an instrument, which is how he uses it on this EP. The EP is called Penumbra. I'm going to play a song from this EP that came out top of November. It's called Blue Zipper. Made of Oak is the name of the project.
And you mentioned Jen Wassner of Why Oak earlier.
Right. So and don't forget Strand of Oak.
And Strand of Oak.
Yeah. Oak Wolf. New band.
I was going to say it's getting heavy in here, but then that would be, you know, like oak's very heavy wood. And yeah.
I'm going to take out your mic now.
Thanks.
We'll be right back.
Love it.
Didn't see that ending coming,
no,
right?
No, it was not. Well, I was just thinking as I was listening to that, that the song starts to fade. And that song would have been completely satisfying if it had just ended right there. But it gives you this little coda or like an epilogue at the end of it, this little bonus piece at the end. That was really nice.
Nick Sanborn wrote to us to say, he said the EP was trying to focus on the theme of transition, which is how the ending of the song came about. And he says, are there ever any clear endings to life? With a question mark.
Well, there's death. That's a pretty clear ending.
Well, but things carry on. I mean, memory carries, impact carries. At least that's how I take what he means. And also, he uses the voice as an entry point to the song. And he admittedly is not a singer. But truly, just even the human breath and the way he starts that song off, it is. There's some sense of organic versus electronic that is so important in Sylvanesso that is here again. With his voice at the top of that song. The song that we just played by Nick Sanborn, one half of Sylvanesso, is called Blue Zipper. Penumbra is the name of the EP, and Made of Oak is what he calls himself.
We're getting towards the end of the year, and we're starting to look back and think of all the great things that came out so we could put together our end-of-the-year lists. And I'm thinking all the way back to February now, the beginning of the year, when Public Service Broadcasting put out their record. Do you remember it, The Race for Space?
Sure enough.
And it was a record all about the space race of the 1950s and 60s between the Soviet Union and the U.S., an instrumental record that had lots of samples from news reels and, you know, found audio, that sort of thing. Well, they've just put out a follow-up EP, Public Service Broadcasting has, that includes a new song called Korolev, and it is all about Sergei Korolev, who was the Soviet Union's lead rocket scientist during the space race. He's the guy who he worked on the project that shot Yuri Gagarin into space, which we had the song Gagarin from that record
right.
on.
First man in space.
Anyway, this new song is called Korolev, and it is from their new EP, Sputnik and Korolev.
The road to Baikonur started from here. But it was not an easy road. The life of a designer is no parade of victories. There are innumerably more failures. But they must not stop us. He was in a hurry to live, as though he knew that he had but 60 years allotted to him. Fulfill man's dream of the universe. Make the great cosmos tangible. This was to be done by Sergei Korolev. Higher. Further. Faster than anyone. Everything here speaks of him. The first ballistic rocket, the first intercontinental rocket, the road into the cosmos was open. Higher. Further. Faster than anyone.
I believe in the future. It is wonderful because it stands on what has been achieved.
J. Will Goose, Esquire, and Wrigglesworth, otherwise known as Public Service Broadcasting.
I left just thinking about them.
Well, there's just these two, you know, it's part of their image. It's fine to say that they're two really dorky, nerdy-looking guys because that's it's an image they cultivate. But, my gosh, the music they make is so cool. And, you know, with so many samples in their music, you'd think that everything that we hear is based on, you know, pre-recorded loops or other samples. And the truth is they play all those parts and they write them all out. I mean, those aren't samples. The only thing that's a sample are the voices that are there to take place of any sung vocal parts. There's this great moment in there where you hear the narrator say, "He was in a hurry to live as though he knew he had but 60 years allotted to him." And Korolev, he died in 1966 at the peak of this space race. He was only 59 years old, and some people think that had he not died, then the United States would not have beaten the Soviet Union and getting to the moon.
Wow.
So big break for us.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, Public Service Broadcasting, Korolev is the song.
I'm going to go out and take us out on I like that a lot. But.
Yeah, thank you. I have one more song. I've only played two.
God, it felt like three. All right, I won't take us out. Mothers is the project of Christine Leshber. It was a solo project originally while she was working on a BFA in printmaking. In fact, the title of the song that we're going to play, Too Small for Eyes, was also the name of a thesis she was working on in printmaking. Originally a solo project, now a group. Mothers, this is their debut record. The record comes out in late February. I have this song for us now, Too Small for Eyes to See. And don't get fooled by the mandolin. This is not your typical country record. This record goes all over the map in wonderful, wonderful ways. This song is so, so beautiful. It's the lead-off track, Too Small for Eyes to See.
I gave
Lovely voice, yeah.
Very nice, yeah. A little bit of a Joanna Newsom going on with the orchestration in that.
Mm-hmm. I hear that completely. The two records I listened to over the weekend were the Joanna Newsom and this record, and I started falling for the Joanna Newsom record, which was, I have to be in a mood for her.
Yeah.
But when you are, you realize how brilliant she is.
It's very dense music.
Yeah, yeah, and challenging, which is just wonderful.
Yeah,
I'm happy for that. This is a group called Mothers. It was the solo project of Christine Leshber, but now has a band. They're from Athens, Georgia. Debut album is coming in February. Yeah, we're talking dead of winter. It's called When You Walk a Long Distance, You Are Tired.
I want to hear, you know, I was waiting for you to play a real stinker today that I could really take you to task over, but I genuinely loved everything you played.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with that. Hmm. Well, I guess I'm going to take us out on Macklemore then. Macklemore. You know, the American Music Awards were this past weekend, and there were a lot of artists who performed, and Macklemore was one of them. The Seattle rapper, he's back with a new song he wrote with his longtime producer Ryan Lewis. And it also features a vocal part on the hook from Leon Bridges. And they performed it this past Sunday night during the awards ceremony. It opens with this great funk beat, and there's this great funk bass line that goes through the whole song, which is really infectious. But thematically, the song is actually kind of dark. It's all about the ravages of various forms of addiction, but particularly addiction to prescription meds and overprescribed medications. And I don't know if this is from an upcoming follow-up to their record, The Heist, or not. As far as we know for now, it's just another one-off. This is the third song that Macklemore and Lewis have released since the 2012 record, The Heist, that went on to win a Grammy for Best Rap Record. Mm. Do you remember discovering him when we went to Seattle that
Absolutely.
One summer?
Absolutely. A teary-eyed crowd listening. We did a listening party, an all-songs listening party with KEXP and Kevin Cole. And Kevin, because Macklemore and Ryan Lewis were from
local artists,
played that song for our listening party. There were a few dry eyes when they played
Same Love. Right? Yeah, that was a great moment. And then he just
came to the tiny desk and ripped up my desk.
Yeah. Anyway, well, it's great to have them back. Macklemore and Lewis, this song is called Kevin.
Well, I'll just say that next week we'll be doing a one of our year-end shows, yeah?
I can't believe that we're already there, but yeah, it'll be our year-end review, 2015. Blink, and it's gone.
Yeah. It's a good year.
Yeah. It's all right. Some good stuff came out. if you like music.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
We never say our names. You know, we never say our names. We just assume everyone knows us. I don't even have to say. You can say, thanks, Robin Hilton. I'm Bob Boylan. It's awesome.
All right. Thanks, Robin Hilton.
Thanks, Bob.
Boylan. Take two.
Thanks, Bob Boylan.
Thanks, Robin. It's All Songs Considered.
Okay. Yeah. And we live tonight. Seen pain, I felt the losses, attending funerals, and seen coffins. 21 years old, an angel was lost here. Wings clipped by the grip of 80 milligrams, sniffs of Oxycontin every day through the nostrils. Never went away, never does it stop there. Death a line or two away, and a couple tall cans. Cause you never know when God is gonna call, man. Precious, what we all share. I said peace at 5:30. The next time that I saw him was in the hands of the pallbearer. What if I would have never gone and dropped him off there? Blaming myself in hysterics, screaming it's not fair. 21 years old with the book of rhymes he was gonna recite to the globe. Only thing that numbed the pain besides that shit in his nose. He was gonna quit tomorrow. We're all gonna quit tomorrow. Just get us through the weekend. And then Monday follows, then it's Wednesday, then it's fuck it. I'm already feeling hollow. Might as well go crack a ceiling. Might as well go chug a bottle. Might as well go pop a pill and go and band-aid that problem and escape this world. Vacate this world, cause I hate myself. No praying's gonna cure this pain.
Doctor, please give me a dose of the American dream. Put down the pen and look in my eyes. We're in the waiting room and something ain't right. All this is on you. We're overprescribed.
For me and Kev, you end up in jail. Institutions are dead. And with our lives, we play Russian roulette and try to find a life where we could be content. Cause for us, we just shine to minimize the fear of being alive. And now my little brother is in the sky. From a pill that a doctor prescribed, that a drug dealing billion dollar industry supplied, that the cops never go in profile at night. Yeah, the orange plastic with the white top they sell to you has us looking for the answers in that instead of you. Quick fix, whatever do, we just go neglect the truth. Because a doctor with the license played God and said it's cool. Played God and said it's cool. But me, I don't blame Kev or his mind freebasing while pregnant with them. I blame the pharmacy companies and country that spends trillions fighting a war they supplying themselves. Politicians and business in jail. Public defenders and judges who fail. Look at Kevin, look at Kevin. Now he's wrapped in plastic. First
dealer was his mom's medicine cabinet. Got anxiety, better go and give him a Xanax. Focus, give him Adderall. Sleep, give him Ambien. Till he's walking around the city looking like a mannequin. Ups and downs, just about prescriptions you're handing him. So America, is it really worth it? I'm asking you.
Darling, 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 darling.
Doctor, please, give me a dose of the American dream. Put down the pen and look in my eyes. We're in the waiting room and something ain't right. All this is on you. We're overprescribed. Doctor, your medicine and your methods can't cure my disease without killing me. You're killing me. You're killing me. Killing me, you're killing me. Doctor, your medicine and your methods can't cure my disease without killing me. You're killing me, you're killing me, you're killing me, you're killing me. You're killing me.